You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And I am very pleased to have with me in the studio tonight our favorite guest of all time. And that's easy to say because she's also the most frequent guest of all time. Amy Turner is here from Theater by the Sea. She is the producing artistic director. I think I even have her title right after all these shows. I think it's going to be like our 10th show together, something like that, Amy.
It's getting up there, Mike. I'm glad that, I mean, I guess if I am the most frequent guest, it's good to be the favorite because it would be kind of awkward to
like,
be the opposite.
No, here she comes again. Well, glad to have you here. And,
thank you.
Theater by the Sea is a favorite of our show. We always have lots of compliments on the productions that Theater by the Sea does. And accompanying Amy today is another returning guest, Joel Kipper. Joel is another partner, shall we say, of Theater by the Sea.
Yes,
and your title, Joel?
He doesn't remember my title. I'm not a frequent guest.
Right.
No, I am the managing producer over at Theater by the Sea. So.
Managing
and
producer.
And it's nice to be here again with you, Mike.
It's great to have you back, and it's always much more pleasant to have Amy than you. But
you get us both today.
Yeah, we'll struggle through. Well, first of all, let me congratulate both of you on a phenomenal season. Once again, I was able to attend all four of the major productions at Theater by the Sea, and they were all great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And Amy, what was your impression of this year's season and in the tough times that we were in and all the things that went on this year?
Yeah, it was a difficult year. I think a lot of your listeners probably don't need much explanation. It was kind of tough all over. It was a difficult year for theater in general. Sadly, we lost probably about 20 theaters this year across the country, several right here in New England. Tourism was down, but we really had a good year. I think it bodes to the history and the sort of permanence of this theater. There were a lot of people that stepped forward and really showed a great deal of support. What I found interesting about this year and really exciting is that we had a tremendous amount of new patrons. People, some of them, one gentleman was well into his 60s, a lifelong Rhode Island resident, and had never been to the theater before. Wow. And came this season. So I think it was really a very, very successful year, and I'm thrilled to say that we'll be back next year.
Well, that's a very good thing. It's a great thing. And Joel, you know, it's you look at a season like this and all the things that could have gone wrong, and I guess I would say it is a tribute to the quality and what people are receiving for their money, because they are watching how they spend it, but they obviously were very happy with the money they were spending to go there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Amy and I had talked about before the season started, you know, what are we going to do? The economic times are tough right now. People are struggling. And in picking a season, you know, Amy was very instrumental in advocating for, you know, let's do shows that are going to let people escape and come to the theater and have a good time. And I think that we were successful with that this year, that we really had four shows that, you know, I dare anybody to say that they didn't come and had a good time. And I think that was our goal this year, and I think we succeeded.
Right. The four shows this year were My Way, Crazy for You, Peter Pan, and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which was great.
A lot of fun.
And great acting. And you know, so one of the problems that I face in explaining Theater by the Sea to people is that they're not sure. Some people, like you say, that man that came for the first time had never been there. they're not sure what it is. They think it maybe it's a some sort of community theater or something like that. They're just not sure.
It's a good point. And I'll tell you this, being our second full season, of course, of reopening, the one word that struck me, I heard a lot, was surprising. People would, they were surprised by a lot. There are people that think it's an outdoor theater. It's not. And I don't know if people really do always understand the level of professionalism. We do hire actors, designers, you know, from the same unions that perform on Broadway. And
I think that's a very key word. Professionalism in every aspect at Theater by the Sea is one of the things particularly noticeable in the acting and the singing and the dancing. You don't have anyone in the cast that's like, oh, I can tell that's her daughter that she put in there.
Right,
like that,
yeah. Well, especially with speaking with the design staff and the sets, you know, we really was very happy last year and this year, especially with the scenic designers that we had this year and the costume designers, you know, Brad Musgrove, who designed our costumes for Crazy for You. I just couldn't have been more pleased. And Lou Bird, who did our costumes for My Way and all of our other designers. And these are people that, as Amy said, have worked, you know, in not just around the country, but also in New York on Broadway. And it's very wonderful to be able to utilize those talents.
I have to just say quickly that I love what you just said. And when people say that really from top to bottom, it's not just the leads, but even the ensemble. Mm-hmm. I've actually had a lot of just, you know, quote unquote, normal people say every single person in the ensemble is so talented. And I take great pride in that. We take great pride in that because we have a very strong intern program. And as many as, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 of our ensemble members, you know, might still be in college or just graduated from college. And it's an important aspect of what we try and do there is find these very, mm-hmm. very talented young people and allow them oftentimes their first professional experience. And the goal is that you'll never know which ones they are because they're that talented and they really can hold their own. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of mixing in so well, we should hurry along and try to segue ourselves into some music. And that comes with the announcement of what next year's season is going to be.
Yeah.
And sounds like a great season with 4 great new shows. Tell us about that.
Well, shall I give away the whole season?
Well, let's just go with the first one, and we'll play a piece of music and come back and talk some more.
Well, we're opening with probably the most classic piece about theater, and that's A Chorus Line. The reaction has been unbelievably strong. People are very excited to see A Chorus Line. It's a show that obviously just been revived recently on Broadway. I just don't think you have a better telling of a theater experience than the show, and people really hold it near and dear to their heart.
All right, and let's go to that first Chorus Line song that everybody knows. 1.
Nobody else will do. You know you'll never be lonely with you know who. moment in her presence, and you can't forget the rest. For the girl is second best to none. Son, who? Sir, give her your attention. Do I really have to mention she's on board?
One, two.
Shoulder up.
Singular sensation.
Singing along with a chorus line, which is probably had more people listen or seen the musical or chorus line than probably almost anything else on Broadway. Wouldn't that set all kind of records?
At the time that it closed, it was the longest running musical. It has been surpassed, but now with the revival, and my goodness, it was just on tour, I think,
right, and how many,
kind of ever.
How many shows, productions around the country? It certainly has to be up there with one of the most viewed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's great about it is for anyone who's seen it, I think they'll recognize it. I think two things are important to remember about A Chorus Line is that because it's such an intimate piece that the actors are really literally on stage almost the entire performance, and it's a very personal. So every cast you see, it may be the same story, but it's a little different because the actors are going to bring so much of themselves to it. And the second thing is that I think it's really I've been asked before, how can a show that's really about an audition, so specific to theater, translate into a universal theme? And I think it's because the show is about putting yourself on the line for a job. And I don't think anybody out there hasn't had that experience. What are you willing to do to get that job? How much of yourself are you willing to compromise to get that job? It's really a very universal theme. Almost
right.
Everybody's needed a job at some point in their life. They need the job.
Right. Not in theater, perhaps, but in whatever walk of life they're in.
That's right.
Whether it's going to law school or whether it's, you know, trying to get on the Department of Sanitation or whatever it is.
You want it and you need it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think one of the things about that interests me about A Chorus Line is that one of the things you said is that the actors are on stage so much. Now, both of you have been...
Yeah, the interaction between the actors, especially on that line, is always... if there's not chemistry between those actors, it can be a long show, but that's the magic of that show is the interaction between those
now,
characters.
As both of you being, you know, with a lot of stage experience yourselves, mm-hmm. and Joel is, some of you may remember, was the lead in George M. last year at Theater by the Sea and did a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you.
Do you look forward to that kind of role versus, okay, I can go on for 10 minutes here and take a 5-minute break?
Well, it's funny because we, both Amy and I have done a production of Course Line. Actually, we were in it together, and I played Mike, who's the first, kind of the first story. Once we get, you get into picking the who's all going to be on the line, Mike's kind of the first person to tell his story. And the hard part about Mike is Mike then really has to stand there for the entire rest of the show and listen and interact. And it's, as an actor, it's a very challenging piece because in that role, you have to stay engaged and be involved without showing the audience that you're involved, you know? And so mm-hmm. it's a very interesting piece in that way. But I think that, again, if you don't allow yourself as an actor to buy into those relationships and know that every single person on that line is affecting you, because if they get a job, you may not get that job, you know? And so
there's a lot to take up your time, actually, mm-hmm. if you really are. It is a fun show to do.
Well, let's go to the next piece of music from A Chorus Line, and then we'll come back from that and tell you about the other exciting shows that are coming and how you can be a part of it. But right now, let's get to What I Did for Love.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. But I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we all forget what I did for love, what I did for love. Gone, love is never gone. As we travel on, love's what today goodbye, and point me toward tomorrow. We did what we had to do. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for
love.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we are having another pleasant evening with Theater by the Sea, wrapping up their 2009 season and looking forward to 2010. And we've just told you about their first production, which will be A Chorus Line, and very exciting indeed. And Joel, if people are interested in getting subscriptions or buying tickets and getting the seats they want right now for next year, how do they do that?
Absolutely. As always, you know, we do have the phone number. It's 782-TKTS or 782-8587. You can call and put your order in for your season tickets next year. And as always, the website is always up 24 hours a day, and that's theaterbythesea.com. And you can download the subscription order form for your season tickets for next year 24 hours a day.
Of course, our single tickets won't go on sale until early May of next year, right before the season opens. But
May 10th.
Yep. But not only can they buy a full subscription, but also if somebody really knows that they're going to come several times next season, they may want to investigate a flex subscription too. And that allows for flexibility of using the tickets, you know, for any number of the shows or all of the shows. And the box office, there's information online, and the box office staff, of course, is wonderfully helpful.
Right. Now, we've we talked off air about the fact that there are larger theaters in the area. For example, Providence Performing Arts Center seats over 3,000 seats.
That's right.
And if you have not been to Theater by the Sea, don't think that you're going to be the 3,000th person to order tickets, because it's not going to happen, right?
That's right. We have 500 seats.
So you have to order soon. So it is feasible that people, enough people, could order season tickets, so there wouldn't be any singulars.
Yes, it is conceivable. we would not be upset by that.
Well, so don't delay, in other words.
Fortunately, we have a lovely, wonderful subscriber base, and it's growing every year, so we're thrilled about that. But there are still plenty of single tickets we anticipate available. But, you know, the great thing about the 500-seat theater, and there is a balcony, so everybody's fairly close. There's really not a bad seat in the house. Everybody wants to be down front and center, but there really isn't a bad seat in the house, number one. And number two is that it's really a much more personal, intimate experience than seeing a show at PPAC. And we've heard that over the past 2 years.
Right.
That when they see shows in both places, you're more intimately involved in a small space like this. And so we think it's great.
Right. And we haven't even mentioned the fact that if you haven't been there, you should get down and see the beautiful gardens and the restaurant that is there. And there's all kinds of other side benefits to Theater by the Sea.
And everything, if somebody does go on the website, they really can explore. There's some beautiful photographs. There's a link to the restaurant. You know, so it's an abundance of information.
All right. And now we're ready for a drum roll, because we're about to tell you about the second.
Oh, I left my drum roll at
you
home.
You left your drum roll at home? You could do a little pounding on the table something.
There we go. That's worse.
That'll get it. That's good. And now, Amy, the second show is going to be
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. Jerry Herman's probably his most popular piece. Very enduring show. I don't know how much introduction it takes.
If a lot of people know Hello, Dolly. They know the music. They've seen the show, or they've heard the music. As Amy said, it is one of Jerry Herman's probably most famous pieces, and it just I like Hello, Dolly. It's one of those shows, it's a little bit of a cliche, but it just it for me, it warms my heart.
It
makes me smile. It is. It just makes me smile.
Show.
And
if you're not familiar with Hello, Dolly, I think number one, people should know it's very funny. It's very charming. It's very funny. It is a period piece, but it has a it's not really a dainted quaintness. It's just a really sweet, very humorous show. But at its heart, it's a message about finding love and renewing your intention to live your life to the fullest. And there is, of course, a wonderful homage, if you will, to the piece in a very successful animated movie called WALL-E. So if you want to do a little homework and see WALL-E before you come in, which is, I think, appropriate because that really is about coming to life and finding your strength in yourself and finding love. So,
all right. Well, let's listen to that number one song from the show, Hello, Dolly.
Feel the room swaying for the band playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, Dolly.
That song, Hello, Dolly, is probably one of the more familiar show tunes of any. So that that's a great advantage.
Yeah, Hello, Dolly, that's one you don't have to search the memory banks for. You hear that, and I know exactly where that's from. So
right.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Hello, Dolly, we've been having a little more conversation than normal here because I have so many things to talk about. So let's get to the second song.
This is Put On Your Sunday Clothes. This is sort of turns into a little bit of a montage. The main male character, Horace Vandegelder, has left Yonkers to go into Manhattan to meet his date because Miss Dolly Levi has set him up with an arrangement and left the feed store, the general store, to his two cohorts, Cornelius and Barnaby. And they've decided that they're tired of always getting left with the shop and they want to step out and go into New York and put on their Sunday clothes. So so they kind of leave the store and go out on the town. So that's what the song's about.
All right, we'll leave our store and go out on the town listening to this, then take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night where the lights are bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's and we'll close the town in a whirl, and we won't come home until we've kissed a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel
down and out.
When the sun glows, there's lots of world out there. Put on your silver hat, and shoes. For I can feel adventure in the evening air. To town we'll trot, to a smoky spot, where the girls are hot.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. It's great to have both Joel Kipper here and Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea and listening to music of their upcoming season. And we have two more shows to talk about. But before we go there, Theater by the Sea is in the middle of a fundraising drive, which is kind of interesting because it has to do with masonry.
Yes, it's exactly right, and that's why we did it. No, there. For people who are familiar with the property, there's these beautiful gardens, and there are brick walkways throughout them. And sort of at a combined dual effort of raising funds to maintain this beautiful property, and also because there's some maintenance and repair that need to be done on the brick walkway, we're doing an engraved brick drive. And the information is also on the website, theaterbythesea.com. But it really has been quite successful so far, and it'll be an ongoing effort. All the bricks will be put into the ground in the spring. But it gives everybody an opportunity to, either for themselves or as a gift, buy an engraved brick. And they can put their names or the name of a loved one or a company or a message. And we're sort of calling it paving the way to future generations because, as we've said before, for the first time, it was reopened as a not-for-profit organization, and that's Ocean State Theater Company. And the mission of Ocean State Theater Company is really just to ensure that the doors of the theater stay open into the future. And this is one way someone could help and have
become,
a lovely...
Become there forever.
Yeah,
be a
part of the legacy.
Of Theater by the Sea.
And
yeah.
Just like having your name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame or whatever.
Yes.
It's the Theater by the Sea Walk of Fame, yes.
There you go, Theater by the Sea. And is this going to be, when you say an engraved brick, is it a plaque that goes on the brick or is it
no,
a...
No, the bricks are
the
actually...
The bricks themselves.
Yeah,
be,
like some crazy technique. And there's the normal brick size and then there's double brick size for, you know, different...
Oh, you could be a two-bricker.
You could be a two-bricker.
Okay.
Yes, if the donation is correct.
Or three or four or more.
You know, it's interesting. We've actually had several patrons purchase more than one brick, you know, for different events in their life or to honor different people.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right. Well, that sounds very interesting and a great way to support the theater. So check that out. And let's get to production number three.
Number three
drum roll,
is
sorry.
There you go.
Joel's
Little
in
Shop of Horrors.
Ta-da!
Yeah, going to have a little bit of fun with this show. It is. It's just a great deal of fun. It's a silly, campy, wonderful, but actually very sweet show as well, even with a flesh-eating planned.
It's a dark comedy. It's very fun and festive, and right. You know, and as Amy said, there's a man-eating plant. So you know, what more could you ask for?
That's
I think
right.
A lot of people are familiar with it. It's just fun. It's just fun, mm-hmm. fun.
All right, Little Shop of Horrors, and the first song I'm going to listen to is Skid Row.
It's 5 p.m. that's when you go
downtown, where the guys are drips. Downtown, where they rip your slips. Downtown, where relationships are now go. Down on Skid Row.
Down on Skid Row.
Down on Skid Row.
Down on Skid Row.
Poor. All my life I've always been poor. I keep asking God what I'm for. And he tells me, gee, I'm not sure. Sweep that floor, kid. Oh! I started life as an orphan, a child of the street, here on Skid Row. He took me in, gave me shelter, a bed, crust of bread, and a job. Treats me like dirt, calls me a slob, which I am. So I live. That's your home address, you live
downtown.
When your life's a mess, you live
downtown.
Where depression's just at its core.
Down on Skid Row.
Someone show me a way to get out of here. Cause I constantly pray I'll get out of here. Won't somebody say I'll get out of here? Someone give me my shot or I'll rot here. Show me how and I will, I'll get out of here. I'll start climbing uphill and get out of here. Someone tell me I still can get out of here. Someone tell Ladybug that I'm stuck here. She sure would be swell to get out of here. Bid the gutter farewell.
I think most people remember this show for whatever reason because of the uniqueness of it, but maybe not all of the songs are like Hello Dolly, where we can all sing.
Yeah, they don't just automatically scream in your mind is, oh, that's Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah, but this next one, next song, Grow For Me, takes place sort of in the middle of the show or about halfway point. You know, Seymour works for this florist shop that's not been doing well. It's in Skid Row in a bad part of town, and he's got this very unique plant, and he thinks that this plant will solve all of their bad troubles and bad times. And so he's just trying to get this plant. He's tried water. He's tried plant food. Nothing seems to be working. And as you find out through the middle of the song, he finds what this plant needs to grow. And so so that's what this song, Grow For Me, is about.
All right. We'll take a listen.
Aw, Tui. I don't know what else to do for you. Mr. Mushnick and Audrey, they just met you, but I've been going through this with you for weeks. Grow and wilt. Spurt and flock? Are you sickly little plant or are you just plain stubborn? What is it you want? What is it you need? I've given you sunshine. I've given you dirt. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly. I'm down on my knees. Oh, please. I've given you plant food and water to sip. I've given you potash. You've given me zip. Oh God, how I missed you. Oh God, how you tease. Now please grow for me. I've given you southern exposure to get you to thrive. I've pinched your back hard like I'm supposed to. You're barely alive. I've tried you at levels of moisture from desert to mud. And I've given you grow lights and mineral supplements. What do you want from me, blood? Ouch! Damn roses, damn thorns. Clumsy me. Look what I did, Tui.
know what made you do that. Well, I guess a few drops couldn't hurt, long as you don't make a habit out of it or anything. I've given you sunlight, I've given you rain. Looks like you're not happy, lest I open a vein. I'll give you a few drops, if that'll appease. Now please, oh, 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 please, grow for me.
All right, Little Shop of Horrors sounds like it's going to be a great production. And now it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah.
Which, how can you make that segue into something, Amy?
Well, we look forward to a time of the year when we're in a giving spirit. How about that?
Wow.
It's Christmas in September.
Right.
Yeah. Well, actually, well, thank you for bringing that up. We, aside from the subscriptions and the Flex subscriptions, we do sell quite a lot of gift certificates, and they're also available online 24 hours a day or through our box office, either way. but it's nice, and actually getting back to the brick drive as well, we've already had some people ask how can they let somebody know that they gave a brick in their name or whatever. But the gift certificates are a great way to allow somebody, or to really share, I guess is a better way of putting it, how much you like the theater mm-hmm. with someone who maybe hasn't. And not only does it make you look like a superstar for giving them this great gift, but it's one of the best ways you can help this theater survive is by telling a friend and getting a friend to come and fall in love with what we do.
Sounds like a great idea. I mean, what a perfect Christmas present. A lot of people are always looking for that unique gift. I can't mm-hmm. think of anything more unique than that.
Yeah.
So you can be a hero and do a good thing at the same time. But we have one more production to go, the last production of the season.
We
which,
do indeed.
Which I guess it's...
The Big Finish,
the Big
let's
Finish.
Say. That's a...
Wait.
Oh, sorry. The drum roll. Yes.
Okay,
lovely show called The Full Monty.
The Full Monty.
Yeah.
I think of the ones that you've mentioned so far, of all the shows, this is the only one I've not seen.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is certainly the most contemporary as far as Broadway shows go. It is the most recently done. It was based on an extraordinarily popular English film
mm-hmm. yeah.
By the same name, The Full Monty. A lot of people are familiar with it. And it really has a very big following because it's a very charming movie. It's a very moving movie. It's kind of a guy's movie, if you will. It's about what does it mean to be a man and how far are you willing to go to prove yourself, whether it's to get a job or whether it's to be a man for your children or for your wife or for your boss or for yourself. And, you know, are you judged as a man by how much money you make or the clothes you wear?
Or the way you talk, or the way you dress, or
who you love. But it's just really about what does it mean to be a man, and to prove yourself a man, are you willing to go all the way?
Right. And this music that we're about to listen to, the song we're about to listen to, is sung from the perspective of
the main character. He basically, he's sort of going through a point in his life where he's just lost his job. His ex-wife has custody of his son, and she is timid about having him spend time with their son because he doesn't have a job, and he's going nowhere with his life. And the character really, you know, he loves his son. That's like the most important thing to him in his life. And so,
but from a little bit of a what we might call blue collar perspective. Correct?
Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely.
All right.
You know, and so this, and so he sings a song to his best friend titled Man, basically, as Amy said, really telling the world what he thinks it means to be a man.
I'm gonna jump straight up, kick a hole in the moon. Don't know exactly where I'm going, but I know I'm gonna get there soon. I'll show you, I'll show them all. A man,
this kid. He wants his life. He wants to burn out. He wants to be a man, a real man. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be. I've gotta be a real man with a mission like you see on television. I'm a real fine, genuine man. Ba-da-da-da-da!
Well, once again, an hour has flown by with Theater by the Sea Conversations. And it's great to have you back on the show. And Amy and Joel look forward to next year, to what appears to be a great season coming up.
Well, we do too.
Yeah,
we look
excited.
Forward
it's
to it.
It's going to be kind of a quiet winter a little bit, and we'll miss it. And then, you know, next year will be here before we know it.
And right.
Looking
and,
forward to it.
We look forward here at WCRI to having you back next early spring, May or so.
Thank you. It would
to
be
introduce
our pleasure.
The music again and review for everyone. And speaking of reviewing, let's give them all the information of how they can get those bricks or mm-hmm. how they can make buy a gift certificate or buy tickets directly.
Yeah, well, we always try and send people first and foremost to the website, which is theaterbythesea.com, all one word. And there's all kinds of information. They can look at the next year's season information, subscription, gift certificates, brick drive, all of that. But you can also call our box office. We do have limited winter hours, but they're amazing about getting back if you leave a message. And that's 401-782-TKTS, which is 8587.
Well, thank you very much, Amy. Thank you, Joel, for coming
in.
Hey,
my pleasure, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here. We always have fun conversations, so I'm glad to be here.
And we all look forward to next season. We're going to go out with a little bit more of the Full Monty music.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening, and see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.